Track 2, Celebrating the Skaters. Debbie Besford's unique portraits capture a rare intimacy between the domestic and professional worlds, celebrating the legacy of a much-loved but underappreciated sport with an original and sensitive eye.
For over a century, Great Yarmouth was the place to go for artistic roller skaters, attracting and nurturing hundreds of skaters from around the UK. Iconic Glass Palace, the Winter Gardens, Wellington Pier outdoor rink, Galston Rollerdrome, and until recently, RetroSkate at the Marina Centre were all famous venues for holding national skating competitions and galas. In the 1950s, scores of young men and women lined up to be part of the glamorous skating cavalcades and roller revels, performing for holidaymakers in the summer season. RetroSkate, successor of Great Yarmouth Roller Skating Club, and at one time the largest and most successful club in the country, producing many national and international champions, was recently forced out of the Marina Centre to make way for a new leisure centre. RetroSkate relocated to Cobham and is now known as Retro Skating Academy and is proudly producing a new generation of professional artistic skaters, generating a renewed enthusiasm for the sport within the local and wider community. For the last 5 years, artist and documentary photographer Debbie Besford has been working on a personal project which offers an intimate insight into the world of artistic roller skating. The Art of Roller Skating, an exhibition about the heritage of this long-loved sport, is hosted by Original Projects at Primeyoc, Great Yarmouth, until the 1st of May. A championship artistic roller skater as a young girl, Debbie grew up in Great Yarmouth and, with the devoted, gentle and enduring support of her parents, went on to become a national judge of the sport, travelling all over the UK for competitions. I started at 11 years old, which is pretty late. I was really unsure about it at first and just watched my brother Carl learning to skate up and down the rink without falling over, she says. I learned ballet and ballroom at Phyllis Adams Dance School before I roller skated to develop the skill and elegance required to become an artistic skater. The skating was a great way for my brother and I to socialise and to do something after school. Our parents were completely supportive of us trying it out, and they never forced us into anything, which is something I really loved about them. Debbie's parents and grandparents had danced ballroom at the Winter Gardens too. Indeed, the love of dance and artistic movement was clearly passed down through the family, and gave Debbie the confidence she was then able to take through her life. The skating really shaped me and brought me out of my shell, especially when having to perform in front of hundreds of people, solo or in a pair. The Art of Roller Skating was recorded over 5 years, marking the professional journey of seven girls, captured through portrait images of each of them in their homes and encased to Parish Hall for the Jump series. The girls, all professionals and now young women, pose in their clingy Diamante skater outfits, backs arched and feet angled, with the same showy stance they would use in the rink. As the images were taken, Debbie asked each girl to think of a special moment when they felt proud of themselves in the sport. They cling to their trophies, eyes fixed confidently on a space far beyond the camera, while glittering cups and ribbon medals are draped on walls and fireplaces behind them. The idea of taking the portraits comes from my own background and involvement in the local skating community, looking back through photograph albums belonging to my parents and seeing these nostalgic photos of me and my skates holding my trophies. It marked a really important chapter in my life, and I thought it would be an interesting way to celebrate the girls in the project. The portraits show the growth of the girls, not just in years, but in progress, dedication, physical strength, confidence and poise. The domestic settings all share a similar sense of simplicity. There's a contrast between the power and determination of an emerging sportswoman against the static background of ordinary, nurturing family life. There is something intangibly beautiful about how the two combine, one ever-changing and one not, and the obvious yet quiet devotion and support from the unseen, behind-the-scenes parents. In the Jump series, Debbie used controlled lighting and high shutter speeds to capture the girls jumping in mid-air. For many years after competing, I had dreams of jumping, and in these dreams, the feeling of the jump itself lasted forever. When you're in mid-air, the moment is totally yours. You're performing in front of loads of people and it's like a kind of void, a moment of silence. The physical strength, skill, emotion and facial expressions captured in that moment reveal each sportswoman in those seconds of intense concentration, an act of sheer boldness and determination, says Debbie. The video clips were a collaboration with Mark Schlossman, who filmed the skaters in slow motion while Debbie directed. The idea was to capture the stages of preparation and landing the jump, something invisible to the human eye. There's an element of risk and freedom seeing each skater leave the ground. The exhibition extends into the wider community. By inviting skaters present and past to come along and share their own experiences and memorabilia, the project aims to develop collaborative interests in the local area. There'll be talks, costume workshops, a skating area, skating lessons and demos by the artistic roller skaters, videos and vintage skates and costumes, all of which will celebrate the cultural significance of this much-loved sport. Co-directors of original projects, Julia Devonshire and Carvis Clayton, are delighted to be hosting this project. "We've long been fascinated by Great Yarmouth's unique relationship to roller skating as championship sport, cultural entertainment and collective pastime. Being able to host Debbie Beesford's The Art of Roller Skating in Primeyock is a dream come true. It's brilliant that we're able to exhibit her stunning photography and film work documenting female artistic roller skaters, and we're especially excited about the community-building potential of the project to bring people together around stories, artefacts and events celebrating its heyday and giving it new context for the present day. Would you like to get involved? Debbie and Original Projects would also like to capture any stories anyone may have which may form part of a podcast. If you'd like to be involved, please contact info@originalprojects.space. The exhibition is produced in collaboration with Original Projects and will be on display at Primeyock in the former Debenhams in Market Gates Shopping Centre until May the 1st, open Wednesdays to Saturdays 12 till 5 and Sundays 12 till 4. The exhibition is supported by Arts Council England.